Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In 1910, F.F. Bosworth established the first Assembly of God Church in Dallas, Texas. 10 years of revival followed, and Fred became well known in the newly formed Assembly of God denomination. But then Providence turned in another direction. From years of studying the scriptures, Fred came to the conclusion that speaking in tongues was not the only evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, contrary to Assembly of God doctrine. A fellow minister in Dallas began spreading rumors about Fred, accusing him of heresy, which ultimately led to his resignation from the Assemblies of God. A greater tragedy was just around the corner. Fred's wife, Estella, who often overexerted herself in the work of the ministry, developed a cough which became pneumonia and tuberculosis. Even though prayers went up in earnest for her healing, Estella died. After finding someone to care for his two daughters, Fred turned to national evangelism. He also joined the Christian and Missionary Alliance. In the summer of 1920, Fred was invited to preach in Lima, Ohio. The pastor had one request, that he would bring a message of healing and power of Christ today. Fred's nagging fear was, what if I preached healing? The people came and they don't get healed. The Lord's response was, if people didn't get saved, would you stop preaching salvation? If we pray for someone for healing and they don't get healed, it doesn't mean we should quit praying. Fred was soon to learn that.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.